Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today I'm going to read an entry to you from the book 365 Inspirations for the Soul of the Side Hustler and the Entrepreneur. It says, doubts are normal, fear is expected, but quitting is not an option. I thought that when I flipped through the book to decide what I was going to share with you guys today, what inspiration I was going to share with you, I opened up the book and this was what I came to. This was the first inspiration that I saw and that I read, and I just knew that it was perfect because it was a direct reflection of sort of like what the past week was like for me personally. And I know we all have our moments where you just feel like, am I doing the right things? Am I making the right decisions? Should I give up? Is this it? And you start having doubts about what you're doing. And sometimes that's doubts in your professional life. Sometimes it's doubts in your personal life, like doubts creep in, period. And that's one of those things that when I think about it, they don't really talk to you about that when you're growing up and when, you know, your parents or whoever's guiding your life and raising you, when they're getting you ready for the world at large. Rarely do people talk about doubting yourself and how to combat doubting yourself and fear and how to combat fear and believing in yourself so much so that fear and that doubt can't touch your dreams and your aspirations. So at a certain point in life, as you start to encounter some of these things, it's really up to you to figure out how you're going to deal with these things and to find ways to cope and to energize yourself and to build yourself up. And one of the things that I know to be extremely important is having a good circle around you. Because when things get tough and when you get challenged by different situations, and you will be challenged. You will be challenged. That's just life. We will all be challenged. But having a supportive circle that truly believes in you and that will always be there to lift you up, very genuine, honest people, they will help you confirm what you already know, that greatness lies within you and prosperity and nothing but awesomeness and blessings lie ahead of you in your future. And that core group will help you to be prepared to handle what comes your way. Because sometimes the unexpected comes our way and we don't know how to handle it. But a good core group of people around you will help you navigate your way through those spaces. And that's one of the things that I sort of, it's not that I didn't know it, but I sort of went through this week that really just was like a confirmation or and a reminder. Having great people around you, positive, like-minded people, they really lift you up and help you when you're in a space where you're feeling like, what the hell? You know, I had someone pour into me this week and just say, you know, if you were even thinking about quitting, you can't quit. We're not gonna let you quit. And that just means so much because it's coming from a genuine place and you know it, and it's coming from a place of caring, and it's also coming from a place of saying, I see greatness in you. I respect the greatness in you and I wanna see you win. And that's what you need around you when you're trying to respect and honor the greatness in yourself. Because it's not always easy to do that. It's not. There's always going to be things, challenges, unexpected and unforeseen things that come up in your path and come in your way and try and distract you from really forging ahead on your path of greatness. Some may call it the devil. Other people have all different types of names for it. Whatever you want to call it, just know that there's going to always be things built to distract you. And sometimes it comes in the form of fear. Sometimes it comes in the form of fear paralyzing you from moving ahead with what you know you should be doing. It's just trying to stop you from your greatness. And you just have to keep reminding yourself and saying, quitting is not an option. Quitting is not an option. And it's so crazy because I couldn't have even if I knew what this journey was going to be like, this independent sort of lifestyle, when I walked away from my 9-to-5, I still don't even think that I could have prepared myself for everything that I would encounter and what it would really entail. You know, because it's like, you see, if you stand back in a clearing and you look at the jungle ahead of you, you can sort of guess, because you're familiar with the jungle enough, you can sort of guess what types of things you might encounter or what may come your way. And maybe you've read some books about nature and about hiking through the jungle and what challenges you might face. But nothing can really prepare you for going through that jungle like just straight up going through that jungle with your 2 feet, your 2 arms, your 2 hands, your eyes and ears guiding you through that jungle. Nothing can prepare you for it like the experience itself. So with this independent lifestyle, I just have to remind myself, and I encourage you to remind yourself, that even if you're not living an independent lifestyle, even if you have a secure 9-to-5 situation, but you're just trying to figure out what's next for yourself, I just want to remind you that you have to be strong. You have to have the mindset of a winner. You have to shift your mindset in the times where doubt starts to creep in, and the times where you start to feel fearful. You have to remind yourself that quitting is not an option. You are in this situation for a reason, because you can do it, because you can handle it, because you are meant to be great. You are meant to move from this situation and flourish. So don't ever think that quitting is your only option. No, winning is your only option. Thank you so much for spending time with me this week. I sincerely hope that you have an amazing week ahead. And as always, just keep killing it.